The Alaska Raptor Center lost one of its famed and feathered ambassadors last month. Hallie, the bald eagle, died in early December. KCAW's Brielle Schaefer has the story.
Hallie, one of the center's birds used for education, was best known for her crossed beak. Here's Jennifer Smith, the center's avian education supervisor.
It gave her a very quizzical expression all the time. She always looked like she was thinking of something mischievous because of that beak.
The eagle came to the Raptor Center when she was around 6 months old, after she was found starving in Juneau. She was known for her playful demeanor, bopping around her enclosure, and bossing around other birds.
She liked to yell at other bald eagles that were outside. Even though she is a captive bird, she still owns the skies around her.
Her beak also made her a popular resident at the center. Everyone wanted to adopt Hallie. But her deformed yet distinguishable mouth also caused her lots of trouble. Hallie had problems eating because her beak could not rip or tear food properly. To make it easier for her, center staff cut up her fish servings into 1-inch sized chunks.
Watching her eat was actually kind of sad because you could see the frustration in her face as she was trying to get the food from the stump into her mouth, and she wanted to eat much more quickly than she was capable of eating.
Her beak also got in the way of her grooming. Smith explains.
She wasn't able to get to that preening gland and stimulate it and clean it as it's supposed to. It's this really kind of funky looking thing that's right at the base of their tail. And because she couldn't use it properly, it kind of got backed up and clogged and a little infected.
Smith says that was harmful to her because eagles need to stimulate their preening glands to weatherproof their feathers. And because we're in a rainforest, it meant that Hallie was pretty chilly. As you can imagine, her many health problems made her miserable.
Very cranky. And in one case, you know, it sent one of our curators to the hospital. She ended up doing what we call footing, and that is, you know, grabbing with her talons in an aggressive way.
That's the center's executive director, Peter Coulson. He says she retired from being an education bird this fall after spending the summer in Ketchikan in an outreach program. Named after Holland America Line, which loaned the center money to buy their plot, Hallie lived out her days in an enclosure outside the center as one of a trio of eagles that oversaw the comings and goings of the tourist destination and avian hospital.
It was always very cool, or first thing in the morning, you know, to get out of my car or my truck and walk up there and have these three eagles there. I missed coming in the morning and not having her, you know, sitting there as part of that sort of welcoming group of birds.
The center had hoped to have her longer, as bald eagles can live from 35 years in the wild to 50 years in captivity. But as Smith says, it is for the best.
I'm really happy that she's not suffering anymore. It's a sad loss, but it's good to know that she's not struggling to eat or clean herself or getting soaking wet in rainstorm anymore.
Coulson says the center is in the process of training other raptors to become education birds and perhaps fill Hallie's perch. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.